Hello. Now, I know what you're thinking, but no, it's not Ian Shepherd. It's one of his countrymen. My excuse for being snuggled up this close to the mic is that this recording environment is terrible. His excuse? I've no idea. I'm going to do a quick experiment with some impulse responses, or IRs. For anyone that's not familiar with the term, an impulse response is kind of like capturing a snapshot of an environment, and you can then take that snapshot and load it into a convolution plugin or an IR loader, they quite often get called, and then you can run your audio through that snapshot of the environment that's been captured. And it allows you to do some pretty neat stuff. It tends to be widely used for reverb. People have captured impulse responses of some really nice sounding spaces, famous studios, swanky venues, that kind of thing. And there's also IRs of some more obscure stuff as well, like, hey, what would it sound like if we put this singer in a phone box from the 1970s? Or to take another example made by someone that's known and loved by us all, Derek. What would it sound like if we ran some audio through the janky sounding speakers of a cheap TV that he bought from Best Buy? If I was slicker, I'd demonstrate what some of that sounds like to you, but I'm not, so I won't. What I am going to do is take a recording of Eden playing a harp, and I'm going to run that recording through some IRs made by a company called 3 Sigma Audio. They're pretty new. I don't know if they're the first of their kind, but they're definitely the first of their kind that I've come across. These are impulse response packs of acoustic guitars. $10 a pack, and there's all the big names that you would expect. Martin Taylor, Takamine. I grabbed an impulse response of a Cordoba Hauser, which is a nylon-strung classical-shaped dealio, apparently. So, let's dive in. I'm in Reaper, and on track one, I've got this harp DI, which, as it arrived, sounds like this. Okay. So there's a lot of hiss. I think it's coming from the preamp. It sounds like some sort of sound hole pickup to me. There's a lot of clarity, but there's not much of that woody body kind of tone that you'd want from a harp. So traditionally the solution to that is abandon the sound hole pickup and throw up a couple of mics, right? But Eden's in a recording environment where that isn't feasible, much like this one. So instead, I wondered, would one of these 3 Sigma Audio impulse responses do a good enough job of faking it? Let's find out. We need a convolution loader to load the impulse responses. I tend to use Reverb, as in the Reaper plugin REAVerb, because it comes installed with Reaper and it's accessible. So I'm going to hit F to load an effect on this track.
Add effects to track one.
And I'm going to type in Reeve.
List one VST.
And I'm going to load Reverb.
FX, track one, harp, die, dialogue.
Now, to load an impulse response, you're looking for an add button. And confusingly, in this plugin, there's two of them. You don't want the one nearest to the effects list where you land. Instead, we're going to tab a bunch.
Edit, but fair, two, new object, edit, wet slider, edit, list one, add button.
And we're going to use this one, the one that's got
list one list
before it.
Add button.
Going to hit shift space on this because we're in the effects window. And if we hit space, it just plays, so shift space,
context menu.
Little menu pops up, and I'm going to select file.
File F. Open media file.
That throws us into a standard Windows open dialog, and I tested this out earlier, so I'm already in the folder that I need to be in with the collection of Cordoba Hauser IRs. I'm just going to load the top one.
Selected. FX, track one.
That's loaded, but if we hit play, doesn't sound remarkably different, does it? The reason for that is that you've got two signals now. You've got your wet signal, which is the sound after it's been run through the IR. But you've also still got your dry signal playing, which is the unprocessed sound, and we need to get rid of that. So I'm going to shift tab a few times until I get to the dry slider.
Edit, wet slider minus, edit, select dry slider 0.0.
Dry slider 0. So that's currently set to 0 dB, which is just a straight pass through. We don't want that. We want it turned down to minus infinity. So I'm going to hold down down arrow a bunch.
Minus 0.
Until we get
dry slider, in.
Dry slider minus infinity. Now when we play, we're just going to get the wet signal. Which, straight off the bat, is a lot woodier sounding to me. It's got a lot more body to it. So maybe we're onto something. Now, with IRs, you'll find that a lot of commercial packs provide you with some variations. In this pack, for example, we've got 5 different mic positions, I think, and then 3 variations on each position, which I'm guessing are different microphones. I would read the manual and let you know, but the manual for these packs is a JPEG. Yay! But if you wanted to browse through all those packs, you might be thinking, oh man, I've got to find that add button, go through the menu, and then find the file after the last one I used, and oh, really? Every time? But there's a quicker way. What you can do instead is hit tab in the effects window a bunch more times until you find a combo box that says load impulse response from path. So I'm going to do that now.
Edit, wet, edit, list, add, remove, improve, edit, match, rave, edit, pan, edit, ZLF, performance, dial, browse, mix, the mono, check, box, combo, box, normal, collapse, load, impulse, response, from,
there it is. Cool. Now, when we cursor up and down, that's going to browse all of the impulse responses that are in this same folder. The differences will probably be very slight, but there's a chance that one of them might stand out to us, so it's worth having a little tinker here to find a starting point. So I'm going to turn off NVDA, and play this and just arrow down and see if anything jumps out at me.
Off.
Here we go. So that's the one we were using originally. That one's kind of nice. Oof, a lot of bottom end on that one. Okay, so it seems like as I'm going through these, the mic's getting closer to the body, I would guess. I'm going to go back to this one, which is position 1, option C, whatever the hell that means. Nice and woody, lots of body to it, possibly a bit much, but remember, what we've essentially just simulated is a close mic right on the body of a wooden instrument. There's no room tone there at all. So let's go back into the track view.
IR test for you.
Because I have here a second track, which has an instance of Waves TrueVerb on it. And so if I create a send from this first track to the second track, that will send this signal to a room-sounding kind of reverb that I've got loaded up in TrueVerb. And because I've got it on a separate track, I can blend that amount of room to taste. So I'm on track 1. I'm going to hit All Applications.
Context menu.
Going to go to Sends.
Mass send submenu S. Send menu.
And I'm going to choose track 2, Verb.
Track 2, Verb T. IR test for my-
and now...
Two verbs, zero items, FX, VST3.
Gonna get onto track 2 and just turn NVDA off again so that I can turn the volume of this track up and down without having speech gibbering over what I'm trying to listen to. And let's see what we get. Bit much. Yeah, I think that kind of works. There's one more thing I want to do. This DI has got an insane amount of low end. So I'm going to go back to track 1.
I'm
going to load an EQ.
FX, track, remove, add, button, add FX, list 1, list, VST, react, cock, FX, track 1,
And I'm in a bit of a hurry, so I'm just going to be brutal and do a high pass about 200 hertz.
Remove add zero band, band gain type combo frequency type high band low pass high pass frequency HZ.
High pass 200.
Type band gain band enable add button.
And then I'm going to tab back to the plugins list.
Type band gain band enable log scale autom add button remove but list one list.
And do control alt shift page up to move this instance of re-EQ above a copy of reverb that we had.
List one list.
And now when we play. Yeah, that sounds better to me. Okay, so to wrap up, let's just do a little A-B comparison of before and after. So this is the DI track as it arrived. No, it isn't. This is just the DI track as it arrived. And this is everything that we just did. Yeah, it's not entirely there yet, but I think it's closer. And I reckon maybe with a cleaner DI recording, there is some mileage there. I'm off for some dinner. Hope it's useful.